Hi, hello. It's August 3rd. We have cards for August 3rd and August 4th, 2022. It's August 3rd already. And we have the Page of Cups in the reverse. We have Death or Transformation in the center. And we have the Five of Cups or Music in the upcoming position. Every day matters. I wrote that to someone yesterday and have been thinking about it because, of course, it's true. I beat myself up a bit for often not really being able to discern the level of importance of the daily cards, the minor arcana. Part of it is simply learning more about the details and meanings of the card or the placement of the card in the story, but the fact is, one's destiny can turn on a dime, a second, never mind a whole day. The William Blake deck is called the Tarot of the Creative Imagination and most definitely does stimulate both. Number 13 of the major arcana, Death, is simply transformation. A small volume can be written about this multi-layered card alone. The strange dreamlike scene looks like a movie being projected onto a black backdrop, reminding me of how one's whole life flashes before their eyes before death or other intense near-death experience and transformative experiences. The screen is held up against a blue sky beyond by a pair of little bat-like creatures dangling a pair of black widows, red hourglass bellies up. I detest black widows and have an uncanny ability to detect them before I see them. It just feels like a dark cloud or a dangerous energy in the location, wherever they are. It's truly weird, but I don't feel that way with any other spider. They are evil, nasty things and not my friends. The Reaper is a winged stone angel we see from the back, blood on the blade of his sickle. A smaller screen in the center of the picture shows the same death figure, bald and red-winged. On the green grass of what looks to be a cemetery are various earthly things left behind, in finger quotes, I guess. A broken pitcher or urn, a flower pot lies on its side, a grasshopper, and what looks like a snake or a cane. Even a fish pokes its head up from underground. We see a group of women mourning and a group of women dancing. Death poses in a statuesque way that divides the two groups with one leg. One group of women wear somber colors, the other bright, cheerful pink and white. I'm going to guess that this is the same group transformed. The Five of Cups, or Music, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, in the Blake deck is melancholy, which came up in the reverse. This is traditionally the crying over spilt milk card, which of course we can spend a whole lot of our lives doing. I love this one, not least because I have been to Blake's tombstone, and it looks very much like this plain gray-brown rectangle illustrated on the card that reads, "Dust thou art, here lieth William Blake, 1827, dash, and then the date is obscured by a boulder. The inscription is being read by a tall gray figure with blonde hair, the markings on the back of their long gray veil-like garment reminiscent of the front vents of a violin or cello. Or the famous photograph of those shapes on the back of Man Ray's model, Kiki of Montparnasse, in the famous photo. I wonder which one was first, by the way. The otherworldly barefoot being holds a four-string gold lyre, and a gold path leads off into the distance. It's hard to tell which side of the veil this being is on. The sky at the horizon line is an indigo or deep space blue. In the reverse, were this a traditional card, our human would be mourning over the spilled contents of three wine glasses or cups, ignoring the two that remain. In the reverse, we start over with what and who remain. Reverse, it's a slow recovery and a feeling of having to start over. It's lonely, but it doesn't have to be. In the reverse, there is a risk of never getting over someone or something one has lost, but Blake illustrates the lyre twice, or lyre, lyre, twice at the bottom of the card, calling our attention to what remains. The music equals love, no matter which side of the veil we're on. The Page of Cups or Music is the suit of water, and in the upright is a dreamy, artistic, and musical child. In the reverse and in the past position, or yesterday's position, it's a challenging card representing emotional and other problems. Mental and physical challenges or special needs children, and adults actually, are represented by this card in the reverse, so if we're talking about an actual child, this could be a sad reading. Blake's death card is amusing, considering his self-effacing sense of humor. Half the humans pictured are mourning a death, and half of them are dancing on his grave. And that's funny. If the object is to stimulate the creative imagination, I, for one, am stimulated. It's my dreamy, fantastic Neptunian pre-Virgo season, and I'm all about it.